Good evening and welcome along to this week's edition of The Score. Things are beginning to quieten down on the sporting front, but we've got plenty to keep us busy this evening at the end of a week in which Ollie Horgan signed a new 2-year deal to stay on as manager of Finn Harps. It's a week in which Niamh Connell's Ulster title hopes ended with defeat to Kilcoo in a hugely entertaining Ulster final last weekend. And a week in which Donegal boxer Jason Quigley returns to the ring. He's in action tonight in California when he takes on Abraham Cordero in a super middleweight contest at the Hangar venue in Orange County. That bout against the Mexican is a first for the Donegal man under new coach Andy Lee. And we wish Jason all the very best. Republic of Ireland winger Ronan Curtis has been named the League One PFA Fans Player of the Month. The 23-year-old Portsmouth star scored 4 times in 6 appearances in November for his club. Curtis made his senior international debut in the 0-0 draw with Northern Ireland in November of last year. Great to see him doing so well. Freddie Ljungberg says it'll be a proud moment when he steps out at the Emirates as Arsenal's interim head coach this evening. They take on Brighton in his first home Premier League game since replacing Unai Emery following the Spaniards' sacking last week. Kickoff there tonight is at 8:15. Sheffield United are up against Newcastle at Bramall Lane from 7:30. In swimming, Jack McMillan and Jordan Sloan have finished 7th and 8th respectively in the final of the 200 metres freestyle at the European Short Course Swimming Championships in Glasgow. And Ronnie O'Sullivan's hopes of winning a 3rd consecutive UK Championship title are over. The 5-time world champion lost to China's Ding Yonghui in the last 16 at the Barbican earlier on. Well, our special guest this evening is Niall McDermott, Northwest Basketball's development officer, the man tasked with the promotion and development of the sport in this region. Niall will be joining us in studio very, very soon. And plenty more to get through in tonight's programme. In terms of soccer, we'll be looking ahead to the FAI Intermediate Cup action this weekend. Cockhill Celtic making the long journey south to Cork to take on Middleton in that replay. And we'll also be linking up with Dermot O'Brien of the Inishowen League just to see how things are going in Inishowen. They're well into their season now. We will be speaking to Dermot around about 7:30, catching up with him on all that's happening there and the situation in the various leagues at senior and, of course, youth level as well. And in Gaelic games, well, Termon Minors were so impressive when they won the Donegal Minor Championship back in September, defeating Gweedore in the final in Convoy. Well, this weekend, they begin their Ulster Minor Club Championship campaign with a preliminary round test against Armagh's Silverbridge Harps. The game is on Saturday in Belfast at 3:00. And ahead of that game, Tom Comack has been speaking with the Termon manager, Trevor Alcorn.
Well, after a historic first victory in Donegal in the Minor A Championship, breaking new ground in Ulster this weekend.
Yeah, very exciting. That means a lot to the club. You know, I was just thinking about it today there that, it's unbelievable for such a small club. It means a great deal to the older generation even, believe it or not, and the people who, you know, made this idea a reality to start this club. You know, even to older men and women in the club, congratulating you, you know, with pure emotion on their face, like,
yeah,
just lets you know what it means, Tom, and even what it means to this young, you know, the young boys and girls and the young boys in this team, and even the young boys and girls coming through.
Yeah, and of course, I was speaking to Darren Gibson last night, the minor board chairman on the GA program, like, and he was saying that this is the product of many years of very hard work at underage, from under eights right up.
It has, yeah, definitely. I mean, this team were always, well, even this team and teams in either side of them were very successful over the years. A lot of managers helped out there. I mean, you can name names like James Cassidy would have been involved in, and Paddy Gallagher and PJ McFadden, you know, to a certain extent. But this team had them, you know, from these boys were just starting to kick football, you know, and that's PJ had them all, you know, the whole way up. Until very recently there, until only a couple of years ago. So, you know, you have to hand it to them, boys. You know, that's the credit. The credit goes to them.
And you brought a group through as well to win in under 16, so quite a few of those on board, I presume as well.
It is, aye. There is a good under 16 team through there now as well that were county under 16 champions last year, which that was new for us too. That was a first for the club in the 54, 55 years, you know, since we've been formed. So it's big, good. It's all going good. Good things happening there in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's quite a long time now since that night in Convoy when you defeated Guidora in the final, beginning of September. How have you kept yourself busy and ready? Get preparing for Ulster.
We've tried to keep ourselves busy. They had a long season. You know, it's been a very, very stretched out season for the minors. So, with league still being played at the moment. So after the county final, we've tried to give them a wee break. They had about 3 or 4 weeks off. And then with the under-21 competition starting, that left it handy for me that I could take a back seat and let Steve McElwain, who was taking over the under-21s, he had no bother training all our minors along with the under-21 team, which, you know, it gave me a break, and it was a new voice for them as well. So it was easier that way to keep them ticking over for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you suppose you had the perfect warm-up game last weekend against Guidora in the league semi-final.
Perfect warm-up game. I mean, for Guidora themselves, they haven't done anything either from, you know, the 11th of September as ourselves, because between the two of us, we have no league games. I know that Guidora had one league game just before they met us against Glenties, which they come over a very formidable Glenties team, and that was a perfect preparation for us to play one of the best teams in the county, you know, just a week before you're going to Ulster. Brilliant preparation.
And I know from speaking to you earlier in the week, you've had your share of injuries.
We have. My own nephew, firstly, maybe Aaron Reid, hurt his foot actually training with under-21s. So he was out. He had the boot on, and we had Brian McGettigan, who broke a collarbone, and just as recently as the day before yesterday, we have Kevin McGettigan there picking up an injury in a school game. So I were kind of a lot of men down from the boys that started in that county final, but it's good to have that strength and depth. So we have a very good panel there. Mm. So hopefully they'll come through.
Mm. I suppose times was in the past, you know, winning Donegal was the be-all and the end-all, but I suppose with the success of maybe St. Junan's in recent years at minor level and even Guidora at senior level, and we've seen Niamh Connell this year at senior level going to the Ulster final, Donegal clubs that maybe have and teams will now have a different attitude towards Ulster.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure, you know, when you look at the likes of Glenties even this year and the Guidora of last year, and a Guidora team that could have probably nearly went all the way, you know, showed that they're up there with the best clubs in the country. You know, it just shows you that Donegal football has definitely improved, is definitely moving on. Whatever we're doing, we're getting it right, you know, and as you say, it was a bonus to get into Ulster before, whereas now teams in Donegal are expected to do well in Ulster, so hopefully we won't let the county down either.
Yeah, and you're playing Silverbridge from Armagh. Do you know much about them?
Don't know very, very little about them, Tom. We don't know a lot about them, to be honest. Other than we were afforded the opportunity to watch them play in their own county final. But, you know, you can't read too much into one game. As you well know, players could just have an off day, or some players have a good day. So we can't really read too much into them. We're more concerned with our own performance, you know, and our boys' personal performances, rather than worrying too much about the opposition. But from what I know now, they're a big, strong physical team. They're very direct, and they've a lot of very good inside, you know, sharps going forward. So it's nice to have new ground. It's nice to be going into new ground and not knowing too much about your opposition.
Yeah, but hoping to come out the other side and be looking forward to a preliminary or a quarter final in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, hopefully I never ever put the cart before the horse, but that's what you're hoping towards. I mean, they're definitely not lacking any belief, these boys. So, I mean, there's nothing to stop them on Saturday from getting over this game. But it's just maybe getting used to the environment, playing in Belfast, playing in 4G, getting used to all the surroundings, and, you know, and hopefully that they perform. I would hate to see them go out and maybe not perform. I don't mind the team going out and perform to the best of their ability and getting beat, as long as they perform well. So I'm just hoping that our boys perform well on Saturday and give them themselves the best opportunity to progress.
And given last weekend's game, semi-final against Guidora Park, has preparations, how have they gone? Are you happy?
We're happy. I'm very happy with the preparation. I mean, it's what that game against Gidore Prep was perfect, because we got through that game unscathed. I know a few school games and we've lost one player. We played on an AstroTurf pitch on Monday there, just to give us, you know, that wee advantage, maybe to know the bounce of the ball and, you know, the speed of the game, because it's a totally different game on an AstroTurf. And then apart from that, we've given them a very good rest. I have a few boys that are going to prom tonight, so I'm hoping that they'll be very disciplined, as disciplined as they are at training and as they are on the field. So I'm hoping that'll go well, and we'll be well ready for Saturday morning.
Hopefully the meet's Cinderella. Trevor, thanks a million. Thanks a million. Exactly. Thanks a million.
Tom Comack there in conversation with Trevor Alcorn. So we wish Termon all the best. A big test for them, though, this weekend. And as Trevor was saying there, they don't know all that much about Silverbridge Harps of Armagh. But I'm sure come throw in on Saturday, they will know enough to put up a good challenge, flying the flag for Donegal. St Eunan's and Niamh Connell, by the way, they play in the Under-21A Championship final. That's scheduled for this Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock throw in there. That game is in Convoy. And in hurling action in the Conor McGurk Cup at Ulster Provincial level, Louth and Tyrone at 1:30 on Saturday. And Ulster University play Fermanagh also on Saturday. The first game in Section B, the Ulster University and Fermanagh game is in Section C. We've got a quick commercial break to get more after this. And the time here on Highland is coming up on 7:20. You're tuned to The Score with myself, Jeremy Doherty. In hockey action this weekend, Ulster Premier League, Raphoe with 1-1 from their three games so far on their travels. They're away to Enstonians. And Lisnagarvey are the visitors for Raphoe Ladies. That's also in the Premier League. Well, our special guest this evening here on The Score is Niall McDermott, Northwest Basketball's Development Officer. Niall, it's not a night to be outdoors, so thanks so much for coming along tonight and joining us in studio. You're very welcome.
No problem. Delighted to be here.
Well, Niall, the bad weather doesn't really impact on the sport of basketball, but this time of year is slap bang in the middle of your season, so I'm sure it's busy times.
Yeah, well, it does, unless you've got an away game in Killarney and there's snow and you've got to go a 6-hour drive, that's the only time the weather's going to affect you. Yeah, it's really right bang in the middle of the thick of things now. Can't be Christmas, you know, there'll be a few weeks break over the Christmas holidays, but up until then it's non-stop. Like this game, this weekend, sorry, we have two games. We're away to Tolka Rovers on Saturday in Dublin, and then we play Waterford Vikings on Sunday. So it's a busy weekend for us too. So it's just, but everything's happening now. So you've got schools basketball, clubs basketball, colleges basketball, underage basketball. So it's just like non-stop at the minute.
And of course you're coach with that LYIT Donegal team. That's enough to keep you busy, I'm sure, and despite never mind all the rest.
Even in itself, the National League team's a huge commitment, especially when you're a team based in the Northwest. It's the National League, obviously, and we've in the Super League, there are a lot of Dublin-based teams, but in the National League, it's very spread out. So you've got two teams in Cork, Killarney, two teams in Limerick, Carlow, Waterford, Dublin, Portlaoise, Sligo and Belfast are the two that are reasonably close to us. So it's a big commitment for everyone involved, because every second weekend you're getting in the car and you're driving the length of the country. The way our schedule worked out this year, we played a lot of away games in the first half of the year. So hopefully if we get after Christmas there, thereabouts, we'll have a good stretch down the season. So looking forward to that.
And how are things going? How has the season gone so far?
It's gone very well, to be honest. It's by far our best season in terms of on the court. We're currently we're third in the league now, with a game in hand, I think. But we started off season in great form. We won our first six games. We're through to the semi-final of the National Cup. We won the quarter-final, a very tough game in LYT last Saturday. It was actually a great game. We had a great crowd there. Some really, really top-level basketball played by both teams. But we're delighted. That's the first time we've ever qualified for the semi-final. We've got to the quarter-finals on a few occasions, but it was nice to finally get over the hump, and now we're going to semi-finals weekend in Cork in January. So for that, that's one of the biggest events in Basketball Ireland's calendar. You have the semi-finals of the Men's Super League, Men's Division 1, Women's Super League, Women's Division 1, Under-20s, Under-18s, all go to Cork for one weekend and play all the games. So it's really exciting. I'm usually there anyway working, So it's nice this year to be finally going and getting to be involved with active games and be coaching. So we're really focused and looking forward to that now.
Well, you have your team on the national stage playing in Division One, but you'll be mixing with top class basketball players and the top clubs on that weekend now.
Oh, well, it's like everyone goes there. So that's, you'll have all the best players and the best teams in the country in the one place for Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. So it's just, you know, it's great even for our younger players and that, just to see that level of basketball, that level of talent and experience that. It's great for them. As I said, we've never been there before. So I've been there working for Basketball Ireland, and I know these guys haven't. And I know when they do go, they're going to really enjoy it, and it's going to open their eyes, the atmosphere and the games down there. It's, you know, last year was a fabulous game down there. It was Colester against Tralee, and we had a local guy, Andy McGeever, who's playing for us this year, but he was playing for Colester last year, and they were a huge underdog, and they won the semi-final, and the place was absolutely packed out because the Tralee fans travel in big numbers. So I'm not sure the exact attendance of the game, but there was places packed out, and there was queues outside around the corner and stuff, and the drums and all that, and the atmosphere was really good, you know. So hopefully our guys will see some games like that with some really high level talent, and hopefully we'll win our semi-final too, is the main thing, and progress to the final at the end of January.
In your role as development officer, you're based here in Letterkenny out of LYIT.
Yeah.
I think you had a meeting tonight which you managed to avoid. You got your priorities right, you came here instead. But what's involved there for you, Niall? You're in that position for a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah, approaching 4 years, I think, almost. Yeah. So it's a joint role between LYIT College and Basketball Ireland. So my role is varied, but it involves pretty much everything to do with basketball in terms of like the college teams, the National League team, the underage club teams, schools, running the Basketball Ireland programs in the Northwest. And then just whatever we think's needed. I work closely with the Northwest Area Board, and that's the meeting you mentioned tonight. They're actually meeting tonight in Ballyshannon. But they were happy to let me take this one off to come visit you guys on Highland Radio. So thanks for that. So I work closely with them on basically how they see I can use my hours best. They, you know, promote basketball in the region. So it's a mixture of them, the LYT and Basketball Ireland.
Yeah. There wouldn't be all that many people playing the sport of basketball when you compare it to the more popular sports, let us say, Niall, in terms of soccer, Gaelic, athletics, rugby and what have you. But there's an awful lot going on at underage level, isn't it? And those are yeah, you know, a very important part of the setup here within the sport in the Northwest.
Yeah, it's something we're trying to address, and we're not quite sure. The participation numbers, once you get to senior basketball, wouldn't be as high as your GAA or as your soccer, things like that, obviously. But they are at underage level in terms of schools basketball and even increasingly club basketball. You know, even around Letterkenny now, you have Letterkenny Blaze, I think they have over 400 members. You have Mulroy Hoops now, 200 members, just in Letterkenny alone, you know. Mm. So you look big underage clubs doing really good work. And those players are coming through, and we're trying to keep them involved in senior basketball. But
that is a challenge
now. It's the same for probably every sport too, in the sense that when the children get older, you know, they get mature, they have different interests, they change sports, whatever. And a lot of ones too will just stop playing sport, or they'll go away to college, go to Dublin, or go to Cork, you know, instead of staying around Letterkenny in the Northwest. So it's a constant challenge because you produce these good young players. And like for just this past couple of weeks, we had two players announced in the Irish under-18 panels from the Northwest. Killian Gribben, under-18 boys, and Shannon Cunningham got called up to the under-18 girls.
Yeah.
So there's really good local talent. It's just trying to find a pathway. And that was one of the big reasons why whenever I first came into the job, one of the priorities was to establish a National League presence in the Northwest, because it gives those young players coming through the ranks something to aspire to, where they don't have to go to Dublin to play National League basketball or go to Belfast or go to Cork. There's a team in the Northwest for them. And the partnership with LYT and the college basketball has worked really well so far for us, you know. So that was the aim, and I think hopefully it's having some kind of impact so far.
Well, it's all very well having these players playing now and having the clubs there, but nothing will work without the involvement, the participation of the parents, those that help run teams and help run the clubs. It's not easy getting parents involved, but that's what I was saying about, you know, those perhaps listening to the show tonight will be maybe going to basketball for the first time because their young children are getting involved in the sport. So
yep,
those are the people that have a big important role to play.
Oh, they have the biggest role to play. And we always sort of say that whenever we finish a program, whether it be a Northwest development team or an Irish team or a club team, whatever it is, you know, we always try and thank parents, because if they're not getting up on a Saturday morning and driving to the train or driving to the trial down in Dublin, or, you know, paying for the kit that they need or paying for their fees or everything else, because basketball is an expensive sport to play, mainly because because it's indoor, the benefit is obviously is all year round, no problem. But the downside is getting court time, getting affordable court time. You know, it's a big cost. So it's it can be an expensive sport to play. So the parents play a big role in that, as well as all the other volunteers involved with clubs. And there's a huge volunteer base in and around the clubs in Letterkenny. And they've been very, very helpful to me too in terms of the National League team. You know, whenever I started this up, sometimes you have to go and sort of drag help out of people and, you know, and sort of ask for help. But when the LY team, National League team was setting up, I had people just coming to me and approaching me and saying, can I help with something? You know, can I do this for you? Anything need done? Which is really refreshing for me because that was not my previous experience in other places. So when coming to Letterkenny and doing that was, you know, a great experience.
Okay, you're listening to The Score here on Highland Radio with myself, Dermot Doherty, and my special guest, Niall McDermott, who is Northwest Basketball's Development Officer. We'll hear a lot more from Niall later on in the programme, but we have another quick break to catch up on. It's just gone 7:30 here on Highland Radio. You're tuned to The Score. My guest in studio this evening is Niall McDermott from Northwest Basketball. We'll be speaking more with Niall in a few minutes' time. The Carndonagh Boxing Club will hold a tournament in their clubhouse this coming Friday night when 14 contests will come down for decision and the action will get underway there at 8 o'clock. And by the way, the newly formed Lifford Boxing Club will host its first ever tournament on Saturday night next December the 7th in Lifford Community Centre. And the Lifford Hedge coach and former Rafoe Livewire lightweight puncher Dennis Lafferty will have 14 contests down for decision when a Lifford Select takes on a North West Select. Well, we'll turn our attentions to soccer, and I'm joined on the line by Dermot O'Brien of the Inishowen One League. Dermot, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Dermot, we're going to focus tonight just on the Inishowen League. Well into the season, plenty of stuff happening and pretty tight at the top end of all three Sunday divisions. Certainly interesting times. The big game last weekend, Aileach and Glengad in the top of the table clash ended in a victory for Glengad, Dermot. So they certainly, that was a big result for them.
Yeah, it was probably a game they couldn't afford to lose, Dermot. You know, Aileach had set the pace and six straight wins, whereas Glengad had dropped points in a draw away to Cairn FC. But it was a big game. Aileach actually took the lead in that, and Glengad hit back. And after seven games, they're sitting top of the table now, a point clear of Aileach. So it's looking to be an exciting race this year again.
And Elise not too far behind either, Dermot. Big clubs in that Premier Division. No easy games, I suppose, for any side. Your own club, Kildaff, as well, struggling a wee bit this year, but another big test this weekend.
Yeah, a big test for Greencastle, who probably didn't start the season as well as they would have wished for, but they've certainly picked up over the last 5 or 6 weeks. They've strung together a couple of league wins. They also had a fantastic one over Merview in the FAI Junior Cup, and they've been rewarded for that with another home draw. The draw has just been made there in Dublin this evening. And they are at home to the winners of Burr Town or the holders St Michael's in the next round of the FAI Junior Cup. So a fantastic couple of weeks for them to look forward over the Christmas break, and when they come back at tie schedule for the 12th of January.
So the draw has been made. I was going to ask you that, Dermot. Greencastle drawn against Burr Town or St Michael's, that's big stuff.
Yeah, it's mouth-watering clash, and you know, I'm sure they'll be looking to test, and many people will put St Michael's favourites again to go a long way in the competition, and we expect them to overcome Burr Town. But I'm sure Greencastle will not be too disappointed if Burr Town beats St Michael's. But at the same time, it's a mouth-watering tie, and one that I'm sure everyone has been looking forward to if it is Greencastle and St Michael's.
Yeah, because that's the St Michael's side that beat Glengad a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, beat them last season in the semi-final. And went on to win the competition then, so. You know, it was a tight game down Glengad were away last year, so maybe at home advantage, Greencastle think that'll give them that extra edge that they might need.
Any news on the other ties then involving Donegal sides? I think Buncrana Hearts still in the hat, even though they've got a tie to play in the last 64, isn't that right?
Yeah, they're waiting on a tie to be played in Dublin between VEC and Rosemount. That tie has been postponed on two different occasions. So if they overcome that, Buncrana have been given a home tie to Killarney Celtic. So plenty of incentive for them if they can get through the VEC Rosemount tie, that they get a home tie as well back to Buncrana. I think Kildrome have been unfortunate. They've been drawn away from home and just not quite sure who they got in the draw, but they have been drawn away from home in it.
Okay, well, we can check that one out. But certainly exciting times ahead then in terms of the FAI Junior Cup, and always good to have sides from Donegal still involved in the competition at this stage, Dermot.
Yeah, very prestigious competition, and you know it's good for the clubs and the leagues involved. But you know it's great exposure for the leagues, and also a great exposure for the clubs and the players in turn. And you know, brilliant competition, one of the biggest of its kind all over Europe. And I suppose the appetite has been whetted up here now with the success of Glengarry in the competition over the last two or three seasons. And Greencastle will be hoping that they can emulate that whenever it comes around again in January.
When I was last chatting to you on the score, Dermot, we were looking ahead to your Oscar Traynor Cup two-legged clash with the Donegal League. Unfortunately for yourselves, things didn't just go your way and the Donegal League progressed into the quarterfinals. But despite all that, you know, the standard at club level with an initial one continues to improve.
Yeah, it's a difficult league. It's a hard league to win, the Premier Division. You have 9 teams in it, and you know, even you look at the Kildare are struggling. They have a lot of young players, you know, this year, and probably in a period of transition. But you know, the last 2 weeks, they you know, only fell single goal defeats away at home to Illies and away to Cairn FC. Cairn sitting in mid table had a fantastic result against Glengarry, 0-0. And Cranach Hearts have only 3 league games played, Dermot, but you know, and was one of the cup games they beat Glengarry United in the FAI Junior Cup. You know, so there's a lot of football to play in the Premier Division yet, and when you have the likes of Elise, Moville, Cairn, Greencastle, Cockhill, Celtic Youths, a very good side as well. A lot of young players in it. You know, there's a lot of football to be played yet, and there's some stiff tests ahead for the teams at the top of the table.
And just looking at the other divisions, the Division 1, Strand Hotel Division 1, I'm just looking at the table, 5 points separating the top 4 clubs.
Yeah, very tight again. Clamannagh started the season on fire. I think they won their first 6 straight league games. But they had a bit of a blip then and they dropped points, but they got back on track, recovering from 2-0 down against Redcastle. They come back and won 3-2, and they'll be looking to kick on there. The Value Reserves laying 3 points behind, and Quigley's Point beat Clamannagh about 3 weeks ago, and that's put them right back into the mix as well. They're sitting 4 points behind. And even, you know, Redcastle, you know, are maybe 8 points off the pace. But some of their performances, you know, it wouldn't be no surprise if they had a hand in the finish come the end of the season. You look at Glengarry Reserves as well, they're sitting mid-table, but they've actually lost the least amount of games. They've just had too many draws. They've had 5 draws in their 9 league games, they've only 1 defeat. So, very competitive division again, and plenty to play for.
And into Division 2 then, Moville and Clonmany, both level on points at the top of that table.
Yeah, and then if you want engineering Division 2, Jimmy, the way it is, there's 12 reserve teams in the league. They play each other once, and then it splits into Division top 6 go to Division 2A, and from 7th to 12th go to Division 2B, and then they play home and away in those divisions, another 10 league games, and the points carry on into the split as well. Clamannagh and Moville sitting on 28 points. Looks very much like a two-horse race, because there's a 9-point gap to enter the third team. Although Redcastle Reserves are given a hand, which could probably take them within 8. But you would think it looks like between Clamannagh Celtic and Moville Reserves for that Division 2A title.
Okay. Tell me, the situation then at underage level with an initial one as well, Dermot, still things going pretty well there too. And Cairn Donagh are on the national stage this weekend with a home game against the Limerick side, Cappamore.
Yeah, it's under 17s. Yeah, they're playing that on Saturday. A lot of work going on, Dermot, all over initial one. From the maybe 15 of the 17 or 16 clubs involved in youth setup, the tie in well with the local schools. Most of the schools would use all the facilities of the soccer clubs in the peninsula, and a lot of clubs now have a very solid youth structure in place where they run fun soccer for 6-year-olds upwards, and then it gets competitive from under 12 years on. Big commitment. It takes a huge amount of volunteers to carry the workload of the club, and it's all year round now, because once the junior season sort of slackens off around April, May, the youth season starts and it's in full swing until the end of September. So a lot of good work going around all the clubs.
Yeah, and almost all year round, Dermot.
Yeah, nearly all year round now, Dermot, between both the youth and the underage. They also have the ladies running in the summer as well. So loads of football, and it takes a huge commitment for all the clubs, you know, with the getting their facilities right, and we're very lucky that, you know, all clubs have excellent facilities down here, but they have to work harder and keep up the maintenance of pitches and things like that for the amount of use that they're getting.
I'm sure things might be winding down a wee bit ahead of Christmas, Dermot.
Yeah, the break for the junior team kicks in now on Sunday week on the 15th. That's the last series of games. And then, weather permitting, we'll probably start back on Sunday the 5th of January. So it's just a two-week break here. So I'm sure everybody's looking forward to that, to get a wee break from it. But at the same time, when there's a lot of big games coming up after Christmas time, and you'll see clubs training away, even though they are on a break as such, you know.
Yeah. Okay then. Dermot, listen, appreciate your time this evening. And we'll catch up with you again, no doubt, later in the season.
Thanks very much.
Dermot O'Brien there of the Inishowen League. And by the way, just this weekend's fixtures in those in that top division in Inishowen: Kildaff against Greencastle, Aileach against Moville Celtic, Ely Celtic play Coghill, and Buncrana Hearts play Cairn FC. Glengad leading the way in the top division. Niall, just mentioning there, speaking to Dermot, he referred to the cooperation between the clubs and the schools, and in terms of basketball, you would agree with that. It's vital that there's a good relationship there between the clubs around the Northwest and the various schools.
100%. It's the reason basketball succeeds in a lot of clubs, is when you forge that good club school link. You know, because then the players get more exposure and you can have consistent coaching, finds the gap, so it really helps bring them on. The schools have been doing very well in Letterkenny recently. This Monday coming, two of the schools here have reached the All-Ireland semi-finals. College Daly here in the girls under-19 B, and the St Union's boys under-19, and two players I mentioned earlier on, Killian Gribben and Shannon Cunningham, the Irish players, both represented in those teams. The boys are coached by Manny Payton, who's one of our American scholarship players in LYET. He's did a great job in the community this year, going out, working with local clubs, working with the schools, coaching a whole lot of teams, and he's having a great success. And then Linda McGuinness, who's always involved with Blaze very heavily, is coaching down in College Daly there, so they've had a great run in the past few years. So yeah, so two huge games on Monday for them, semi-final of Ireland, you know, it's a big day.
Always good to see players as well getting selected at international level, but in fairness, that's nothing new in terms of basketball. We've always seemed to be able to produce players onto the international stage.
I think for the size of the region, when I say size, I mean more like the population rather than the geography, because the geographical size of the Northwest is large, very large, and can be quite rural sometimes. But the population is quite small when you compare to the big basketball centres in Dublin and in Cork and now even in Kerry and Limerick. So you've only got, to get an Irish team, you've only got 12 spots in each age group. So to get on those 12 and they go up against the Dublin and the Corks and try and get representation for the Northwest is obviously tough. But we did a great job in the previous years. Also Maria Keeley, Lucy McGlan from Ballyshannon, Maria Keeley from Blaze under-16er and the Irish under-16 panel. At the moment, I'm involved with that. I'm assistant coach with Irish under-16s too. And it's great to have 2 years from Northwest on that team. Both doing phenomenally well this past year, improving lots. So yeah, we've done really well in representation. Letterkenny, I don't want to start naming people because I'll forget and leave some out, but we've had like Mark Cannon, who plays Frostbite underage, the Hickey family all played for Ireland, the twins, and Aidan, Seamus Link played as well. So Ashley Knee last year was an Irish senior women's 3-on-3 team, LYT shouldn't Ashley Knee. So there's been so many over the years for such a small region. Population-wise, we've done a great job for, you know, getting some really elite talent.
Long may it continue. Well, we've got another quick break to take. More to come after this. Welcome back to The Score. In FAI Inter-Youth League action this weekend, Donegal Youths host the Mayo Youths in Balliar at 2 o'clock. A Donegal win and they will top the group. It's their second game. They've already beaten the Inishowen Youth League by 3-0. And as we mentioned there with Jeremy, that New Balance FAI Under-17s FAI Challenge Cup third round tie is on in Rosheenie on Saturday at 2 o'clock kickoff as Cairn Donagh host Cappamore from Limerick. The winner will be at home to Phoenix in the next round. Well, the FAI Intermediate Cup action continues this weekend as well. Coghill Celtic are on their travels. They're away to Middleton in a cup replay. The game is on Sunday morning. And a short time ago, I spoke with the Coghill player manager, Gavin Cullen, and suggested to him that he saw enough in that first game against Middleton to suggest that he and his side should hold no fears ahead of this weekend's replay.
We played very well, especially in the second half. We're definitely not under fear, but I think Middleton are a very, very good side. They showed it in the first half, and you know, they won the Munster Senior League in 2018, so they've good pedigree, and they had good players on their side, so it's going to be a tough task.
A 1-1 draw, a close game that day, Gavin. It was a difficult afternoon, and I suppose the only disappointing thing was that you didn't make home advantage count.
Well, surely. Look, I think I felt we'd done everything we could have done and needed to do to win the game. Hugely disappointing in the end up not they won it, but well, these things happen and you have to move on and concentrate on the replay at this stage. You know?
And how are you fixed team-wise then, Gavin? I know that you had another important game last Sunday against Letterkenny Rovers. Probably no harm having a big game like that ahead of the replay.
No, definitely there's no harm at all. The more games you have at the minute, the better. So, we had a good test last week in Letterkenny. We came through it, I think, bar Keegan Higgerty, hurt his ankle. We came through it all right, but hopefully he's okay for the weekend. I think we'll be missing a couple on Sunday, just not unconfirmed. The guys are trying to move things around. But at the minute, we'll probably be missing a couple at the weekend, you know.
And what are the arrangements then, Gavin? When will you go down and what time is kickoff?
We're leaving Saturday at 1 o'clock and we're kickoff's 11:30 on Sunday.
Okay, big expense on the club, but I suppose these are the kind of games and these are the trips that you have to deal with when you're in the Intermediate Cup.
Ah, yeah, that's a huge expense in the club. I think they were telling me on Tuesday night, I think between hotels and travel and meals and stuff, it's about €3,700, so that's a huge cost to the club at this stage. But look, as you say, you're in the competition, so you have to expect these draws and these games in it to progress. So look, something I have to deal with and go and try and do the business, you know.
And as player manager, Gavin, you'll say your only focus is on this weekend's game, but at least the prize for the winners this Sunday is a home tie in the next round.
Oh yeah, like it is an incentive to get in the next round. Once you get a home tie in this competition, it's huge. You know, I think Middleton will probably be looking at it exactly the same as us. Now they've got us at home, they'll be thinking, yes, well, maybe they're one eye on the next round, but you know, they know they've a game to deal with on Sunday as well. So, that's all you can ask for in this competition is a home draw, and that's what us or Middleton have if we get through.
And you train tonight, Gavin? A cold, wintry night out there. You're not going to give the lads the night off.
No, we can't afford to take the night off. You know, it's hard enough to get everybody together at any stage, you know, so especially in preparation for a game like this, we like to get everybody out and training, and hopefully we have good numbers tonight and we prepare well and get ready for the weekend, you know.
Gavin Cullen there, Coghill Celtic player manager. The winners, by the way, will be at home to Kilnamana in the next round, and best luck to Coghill Celtic ahead of that game. Closer to home, Knockalla Caravans Cup action this weekend. It starts on Friday night, a 7:30 kickoff as Derry City host Milford United. The winners of that tie will be at home to Kildrum Tigers, and that game will be played on Sunday. That, of course, will be a quarter final. There's a quarter final tomorrow night as well, 7:45, start at Dry Arch Park as Bunnagee United host Finn Harps Reserves. And then on Sunday, another quarter final at Trialloch as Fannin United play Letterkenny Rovers. That game kicks off at 1:30. And in the Donegal Junior League, another busy weekend of fixtures up ahead. On Sunday, the top game is undoubtedly the clash of Kilmacrenan Celtic and Capri Rovers. Capri leading the way, Kilmacrenan in second spot. The other games are Drumkeen against Cranford and Caju Rovers against Castlefin Celtic. In the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1, Ballybuffet United and Glenay United are leading this division, although it is very tight at the top because Kerry, Kilmacrenan, Rathmullen and Convoy Arsenal are all coming in close behind. Ballybuffet play Rathmullen this weekend. Glenay host Convoy Arsenal, and St Catharines against Lifford Celtic. And in the Donegal Physiotherapy and Performance Centre Division 2, well, Swilly Rovers are the league leaders. They have a home game this Sunday in Remelton, Swilly hosting Gweedore United. The other games are Curragh against Laggan, Raphoetown against Deal Harps, and Whitestrand United, who are in second spot there at home to Glenry United. More after this break.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where you can get the new Donegal jersey and meet the players in store on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 2.
The big day is fast approaching, but fear not, festive friends. With hundreds of new gifts arriving each week, find gems every visit right up until Christmas Eve. But chop chop, they won't stick around for long.
Gift different at TK Maxx. Ridiculously. Gifts at ridiculously ooh-hoo prices in store now.
Right Price Tiles and Wood Flooring 70% off sale now on. Everything reduced in store to make way for new lines. Up to 70% off all tiles. Up to 70% off all wood flooring. Up to 70% off all bathware. Hurry, while stock lasts. The 70% off sale at Right Price Tiles. Extended till Sunday. Stores nationwide.
This Christmas, Lidl have amazing offers on beer that you'll want to raise a glass to. Head to your local for Coors Light 20-pack, only $17.99, and Heineken 20-pack for just $16.99. I'll drink to that. Well, later in the day, like. See in-store for even more great offers. Lidl, more for everyone this Christmas. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
Hi, Adam Woods here, beef editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Don't miss our beef and sheep demo in Carndonagh this evening in association with FBD, which focuses on health, housing, breeding and feeding. The Irish Farmers Journal is also offering all farmers in attendance a free health check conducted by nurses from Cree from 5 p.m. So come along to our beef and sheep demo tonight at 7 p.m. in Carndonagh and turn up a little early to get your free health check. I look forward to seeing you there.
Are your employees ready to adapt to change and prepared for the future?
Upskilling my workforce has grown my business and is making a big difference in retaining staff.
If you want to upskill your employees and develop your business, contact your local education and training board to see the opportunities available and make skills work for your business. Skills to Advance is a new national initiative offering highly subsidised upskilling and reskilling opportunities for employees and employers. Brought to you by Sullis and the Education and Training Boards, an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
On to the end of tonight's programme, Newcastle United are in front at Sheffield United. They lead by a goal to nil. In local rugby action, City of Derry in action on Saturday, All-Ireland League 2C, City of Derry hosting Enniscorthy. Oma are in Bangor. There's McKembley Cup ties as well. Ballyshannon play Monaghan. Inishowen host Carrickfergus, and then there are games in the various championship at different levels. So a busy weekend of rugby action ahead. And our special guest this evening, Northwest Basketball's Development Officer, Niall McDermott. Niall, it's been great having you in studio. Really enjoyed the chat. In terms of, I suppose, plans and progress within the game here in Donegal, off air we were just chatting there about the competitions at adult level. Unfortunately, no real action or activity for adults within Donegal, but there's plans and progress.
Well, it's a strange one because in one sense, adult basketball is doing very well in terms of National League. We have a National League presence in the men and the women. Fab Plus Northwest, who operate between Ballyshannon and Letterkenny, have a team in the female National League, the women's National League, and obviously LYT Donegal in the men. So it's great to have two teams at that level in this region playing at, you know, a high standard. But we don't have that sort of localised league at an adult level to give other players a chance to, you know, to blood younger players, and for older people who just want to just step down a level and can't commit to the travels involved with National League, you want an outlet for them too. There are like weekly recreational sessions that happen all over the county, and now it's good to see Donegal Town finally got their men's team back up and running this year. Sligo All-Stars also have a team, and they both played in a league, sort of, it's the Northwest, but it's more like Leitrim area. It goes as far as Longford, so it's Leitrim and the Midlands almost. They play in that league locally, but yeah, and like the Blaze team in Letterkenny used to play in the Basketball Northern Ireland Men's League. But one of like the unintended downsides maybe of having the National League team is whenever the players went and they played that level, then some of the smaller teams lost some players and then they couldn't compete in a local league. So that's something we're really trying to bring back, but it's not an easy fix.
And the hope is that, you know, whenever a player reaches a certain age, over 18, 19, 20, that age group, that they would, you know, naturally just step up into an adult team within their club.
That's the plan. You always talk about creating pathways, and that's what we intend to do. So in the Northwest, like, my overall plan when I first came, very sort of general plan, was to try and create a complete player pathway from under sixes, under eights, right up to the senior international basketball, and have something at every step along the way. And the one step it's missing at the moment is that localised men's league. They still could play in the B&I, they could play in the Leitrim League, but we want to have an Northwest league, so we need a few more teams. You probably need at least five teams, I would say, to run a localised league, men's teams. The minute we had, we nearly had one up and running last year. We had a team for Strabane, Derry, Letterkenny, Donegal Town, We were trying to get one from, I think it was Kilcar as well, but didn't quite happen. But we're constantly trying different initiatives. It's hard to sort of start at that level. You have to start at the underage level and build your numbers and build the sport, and that's the way. Then you hope when those players turn 18 that they stick around, and then you can build teams, you know.
And from what you're saying, that is happening. I mean, there's plenty happening.
There's basketball happening everywhere now in the Northwest. Like Mulroy Club has really exploded in the past couple of years. They're up to over 200 members, I think. The Blaze Club's over 400 members, you know. So there's a lot of potential adult players coming through the ranks. So hopefully we can convince a lot of those to stick around, enjoy the sport, even if they're not as a player, come back as a coach, or come back just stay involved and keep growing it in the region, you know.
Yeah, so all good. And remind us again, you have a busy couple of days ahead because you're on the travels.
Yeah, so the LYT Donegal men's team were away to Tolka Rovers. So we played in the cup last week. We beat them in the quarter final of the cup. It was a close, hotly contested game. And now we're away to them next week in Dublin, so that's going to be a tough one. A few players have injuries, we're going to be shorthanded. And then on Sunday, to make it even worse, we have another game against Waterford. So it's a double header weekend. So we'll be fun in the ground, but we'll give it a go, you know.
We'll give it a go. Niall, it's been great having you in studio. And best of luck with all those plans that you have on the agenda. A lot to get through, but I'm sure you'll get there.
Cheers.
Niall McDermott, Northwest Basketball's Development Officer, our special guest in studio tonight. Thanks very much for listening. Our next sport here on Highland Radio is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. So, from myself, Jim Doherty, thanks for listening. Have a very good evening.